we're about to have a chat with a couple of guys who've come into the studio. We all set, gentlemen? We have Viraj Upal and...
Amalindu.
See? I should always just say, look, I don't know your names, just say your own name. Edelson. Now, Viraj is from Melbourne.
That's they're, right, yes.
Exotic. That's a good Melbourne name. And Amalindu is from Canberra, where you're probably used to these sort of temperatures.
That's right. I thought I'd escaped it. And I come here this morning, it's 4 degrees.
Yeah. It's chilly, but I must admit, back in the days when I actually did train for sport, the chillier weather suited me. And I lived in Melbourne back in those times. So when it was chilly, you really felt like invigorated and getting up and run. Is that how it feels for you?
Certainly a lot easier to run in the cool weather. We all try and vie for the first position of the day so we can get a lot of kilometres done while it's cool.
Okay, well, let's talk about the World Harmony Run. What's it all about?
Well, the World Harmony Run was founded by Sri Chinmoy in 1987. Sri Chinmoy was a philosopher and athlete, and he had a dream, I suppose, of uniting the world in a very simple but profound way, uniting people from all cultures and from all countries. And so we have a global torch relay that runs through over 100 countries. We pass a flaming torch, like an Olympic torch, from hand to hand and from heart to heart, and we cross all racial, political boundaries. It's a very, very simple concept. And in Australia, we're running, we've got a team, an international team of runners, and there's 17 of us, and we're running right the way around Australia.
Now, you're almost there. Now, you said you have 17 runners. Before we go into that, there's apparently, around the same time, there's runners from all around the world that are doing a World Harmony Run in their own areas. What areas do they cover?
Over 100 countries. There's a run in Europe that goes through 49 continuous countries. So that started off in Rome, and it's doing basically a full circuit around Europe. There's a run that's happening on the 48 states of America. And straight after that, they're going across Canada. There's a run planned for South America that will sort of hop through many of the countries through there. Northern Africa was completed earlier this year, and in October, there's a team of runners going to Southern Africa, South Africa, Mozambique, Angola.
I noticed on the website, I looked it up there, Carl Lewis kicked off the run in New York in the US League. Who kicked it off here?
It was Ron Clark.
Brilliant.
Because we started off in Brisbane, and then the next day was on the Gold Coast. Actually, Anna Bligh, the Premier, launched us off. She's the patron of the run in Queensland, so she launched the run in Brisbane in April.
Going through what I've seen here, you have received tremendous support for the run. How's it been on the road?
It's been fantastic. We thought that it would be might be quite difficult. I mean, some of the conditions, especially out west and in the remoter areas, but in fact, it's actually been a fantastic experience. We've had a lot of support from people who've been travelling and from people in country towns and stopping us on the road, chatting. We go to many, many schools along the way, and we talk to the students about world harmony, their aspirations for a better world. And we find that that same dream for a happier world exists in all children.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's been really remarkable.
With the 17 runners, where are they all from?
They're from a variety of countries, about 12 or 13. So we've got a runner from Romania, we've got Canada, we've got Germany, Latvia, we've had a runner from Ireland.
And it's all the foreigners that slept in this morning.
Well, you see, yeah, that's right. we let them go because we just tend to take those earlier mornings.
When you're on the road, you were saying before that you want to get that first run when it's bright and early. Amalindu, is that how you pronounce that?
That's correct.
That's a brilliant name. How long do you run for in that first leg?
Well, we like to, depending on how much we've got to do that day, we divide the day up into sort of three sections with the three teams, and then each runner will carry the torch for either 5 to 15 kilometres, depending on the individual. But of course, we're running as a relay team. We're having one runner at a time. They carry the torch, and then they pass it to the next runner.
How long does that take between runners? Is that after that 5 kilometres, is it?
Yes. And so then you might do a longer run. Sometimes the first person might try and do a longer one and then have some kilometres basically in the bank for the day, and then we might do maybe three runs in a day.
Now, so you, as one runner, you might do three in a day. That's what I was going to ask, because I've looked at the map where you guys have been, and you've covered every inch circumnavigating this country. What places have you got best memories from? I know it's hard to do that, to say, you know, were there any surprises that you saw around the country or things you didn't expect?
The funny thing for me was, when I was going through the West, that some places that you go to, they are talked up a lot in brochures as being really beautiful, and they are. But it's often some of the places just on the side of the road that you pass through that no one really takes any notice of, which are absolutely stunning. And just the countryside. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The road going up to Broome, all through the west, and then coming down from Townsville, just with the hills and.
One of the remarkable things about running on the road is that you have a lot more time to take in the scenery. It's not like you're just driving past at 100k an hour.
Yeah, see, that's, I've had that from people doing horse treks or cycling and walking say that, hey, I actually get time to really just walk past something and have a really good look at it. Whereas tourists and everybody, we look at a brochure and just zing past somewhere that might be amazing. What about you, Amalena?
Well, for me, it was a very new experience being out west, seeing the actual horizon, 360 degrees, where there's not a mountain, not a tree in sight, and you just have this vast feeling of this country, and it's a timeless feeling. And that was very special for me. And then coming down into coast towards Mackay, seeing the mountains again gave me a real thrill because it's just so beautiful.
It's an amazing diversity of country, isn't it? When you're out in the middle of the country, and it is, like you say, so vast. And I've been out there, and I remember standing on a little hill. You know, I could jog up to the top of the hill. It wasn't very high, and I stood up there and just looked around at the horizon and put my arms in the air. My wife took a photo and said, "What an idiot!" But it was just brilliant. And then you come to the coast, to the tropics. It's an amazing place. What's your favourite place, or is that home? Too easy.
It's hard for me to say that some of the places that I liked it up around in the Kimberley, around Derby, and that area I thought was really beautiful. But the whole thing for us, we feel it's a bit like a pilgrimage around the country. It's been 100. It'll be 111 days, and we're trying to instill and inspire people, and people are inspiring us because so many people want the world to be progressive and to make progress and to be happy. And we're just trying to offer our best, and our team members from all over the world are offering what they have from their hearts, and we've been richly, richly rewarded.
The World Harmony Day run, and as we said, it seems really big and it's happening all over the place. Do you think a lot of these things sometimes get lost amongst each other because there are a lot of different things going on all the time?
I think they complement each other in a way because they touch different people in different ways. And so people who get to experience the run, I think it often stays with them for a long time. We've had one of the members of the team is from Iceland, and when he was 9 years old, the World Harmony Run came to his school. And
oh, really?
He ran with the torch for about 15 kilometres as a 9-year-old. And it stayed with him. And then he said, oh, when I grow up,
I'm going to do it.
So he's on the team with us and he's running all the way around Australia.
That's
and
great.
Many of the other runners have had similar experiences. And often when we go to a school and we come back to a school maybe 5 years later when we meet someone in the street, they go, oh, you came to our school. And they actually remember because the torch is such a visual image and they somehow connect with the message that they want to have, you know, a peaceful world, they remember us. And the memory factor, I don't think it gets lost.
Both of you recently, or a few years ago, actually ran through China where we've got the Olympics at the moment. What was that like?
China's a very diverse and, I suppose, a magnificent country. We had a small ceremony down in the south of China, and then we had another little ceremony out on the Great Wall of China. The Chinese people, for me, it was just such a different experience. I didn't know what to expect, and they were extremely friendly and inquisitive, and they just love the fact that there was something coming from international that brought in all these international people into their country, and they're very, very keen to display the country in its best light. And I think that's what we've seen with the Olympics and with the opening ceremony last night, that they have tremendous pride, but in a good sense, in wanting to display themselves and really enter into the world with everybody else. So
after the run's over, what happens then? You just go home. What do you guys do normally? Because this is 111 days out of your life. You've obviously done it before. So what happens then?
Well, it's back to work again.
Oh, no.
I was a public servant in Canberra for over 20 years. Now I'm working in a camping shop. Gives me more freedom to take off when I want to for these trips. And it'll be back to life as normal like that. But the World Harmony Run doesn't really stop. We have a run starting in New Zealand in September. And there's always the internet to follow. We have a website, worldharmonyrun.org, and on that we can follow the progress of all the runs around the world. And we have a lot of international followers watching the Australian run through our website.
So it's kept up to date fairly regularly?
Every night.
Someone jumps on there.
We've got a very, very good photographer, and we're quite lucky. One of our is from Canada, and he's come and he's just a brilliant photographer. He takes beautiful photographs. We've got a very lasting record of the event, and also some video.
Where are we off to from here today? We're leaving, what time are we leaving today? And where from?
We're leaving from Mackay, so probably the centre of town.
From the centre of town,
about,
yeah.
About 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Right.
We're heading south. We're going through Serena. We've got a little meeting in St. Lawrence in the early afternoon. So that's with the town. And we have this special award. It's called the Torchbearer Award. And for individuals, for community groups can actually promote or acknowledge someone who's made a significant contribution to their community and in a sense held the torch in their own way to inspire others. And so we're making a presentation to the local SES at St. Lawrence.
Oh, outstanding. Yeah. Well, Viraja and Amalandu, just love those names. I really do appreciate you coming this morning. It's fascinating. It's a wonderful idea and a wonderful concept. It's been going for a long time. So if you see these guys on the road,
give us a wave.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, Peter.